Leonard Seed Service supports agricultural programming on WILL as an additional service to its customers. Leonard Seed Service is an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers throughout East Central Illinois via the Asgrow on-demand bulk soybean handling system. Leonard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with our opening commodity market report. The Federal Reserve today says that U.S. factories increased output in August by the most in 8 months. The Federal Reserve says manufacturing production rose 0.7% last month from July. That's the biggest increase since December. It followed a 0.4% decline in July. Automakers increased production 5.2% after a 4.5% decline in July. And factories stepped up production of other goods, including computers and electronics, furniture, and business equipment. A monthly report due out today from the National Oilseed Processors Association is expected to show that soybean crush rates declined for the third straight month in August as prices for the oilseed rose, reducing demand. According to a survey of analysts, the crush rate in August was about 109.05 million bushels, down from 116.47 million in July. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 15,514. It's up 138 points. The NASDAQ, 3743, up 21. And the S&P 500 is 1702. It is up 14 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Frost and a little bit of freeze occurred this morning in portions of the upper Midwest. And it looks like the cold will shift off to the east overnight tonight and become focused on the eastern Great Lakes region and portions of Manitoba and Quebec. The cold is not expected to cause much damage any more so than it did this morning. This morning's temperatures did get down to 30 degrees as far south as Medford, Wisconsin, and a number of areas in northeastern portions of Minnesota reported temperatures in the upper 20s. So it is that time of the year. Frost and freezes are going to become more common as we move forward in time, of course. But really, over the coming week to 10 days, there's not much other risk of frost or freezes across the majority of the Midwest, at least not on today's computer forecast models. Now, there is a cold air mass a week from now, next Sunday into Monday, the 23rd, and we'll likely see a risk of some more frost across the Great Lakes region. We'll keep an eye on that cold air mass. There is potential that it might become more significant, but more likely it will not. In the meantime, the majority of the Midwest is not expected to see much in the way of adverse weather. A good mix of weather is expected to occur, in fact. Periods of showers and some thunderstorms will occur in the western Corn Belt most often over the next 7 days, and this will include some of the very driest areas of Iowa and northern Missouri, maybe portions of northwestern Illinois, and neighboring areas of Minnesota and Wisconsin. There will be a warm front that will be responsible for shower and thunderstorm activity initially across some of these areas, and that will develop very quickly over the next day or so, and we'll likely see that frontal boundary becoming more active tomorrow into Wednesday, and we'll probably see enough precipitation come with that system that we will see some further easement in the dry bias that's been prevailing across some of those areas in the western Corn Belt for a while. Now, over the weekend, we already saw some shower and thunderstorm activity, and certainly cooler temperatures occurred across a big part of the Midwest, and that really helped a great deal to take the stress down off of most crops that have been really struggling in recent weeks. Obviously, it's too late in the season to seriously improve production potentials across most of the Midwest with the rain that has already occurred and that which is coming. And certainly the cooler temperatures, though, have reduced the stress, and some crops will see better environment for filling. But it's also the 16th of September, and with it getting later and later, the odds are pretty good that the crops are eventually going to be forced to start shutting down their development. So the amount of time the crops can benefit from the precipitation coming up is going to become more and more limited as we move deeper into the month. Well, I mentioned the showers and thunderstorms in the western Corn Belt coming up here tomorrow into Wednesday as the warm front pushes into the region. May see amounts running anywhere from a tenth to five-tenths, an isolated three-quarter-inch amount. The warm front will lift to the northeast and probably bring some precipitation to Wisconsin and portions of Michigan as well as these areas that I've mentioned previously. A cold front will come in right behind this and produce some additional shower and thunderstorm activity beginning on probably Wednesday night and focusing more on Thursday and Friday. And it's Friday that we'll probably see rain finally push into Ohio and Kentucky and southeastern portions of Indiana and southern Illinois. So these areas will be dry most of this work week. A favorable environment for crop maturation and some harvesting will likely take place during that period of time. We will expect to see dry weather come in after this frontal system pushes through the region. And as I mentioned before, if we're going to see another shot of cold air and potential for some frost, it would occur behind this frontal system during the coming weekend into the early part of next week. We'll continue to monitor that cool air mass. It may be a little bit exaggerated, but that's probably our next opportunity for chilly weather. And the next chance for rain will probably come in right after that as that cool air mass shifts off to the east. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red December wheat is 691 and a quarter, down three quarters. Soft December wheat is 642 and a half. It's up one. December corn, 458 and a half, down a half. July, 485 and three quarters, down a half. November soybeans are 1355, down 26 and a half. July, 1289 and a half, down 17 and a half. October soybean meal, 434.30, down 10.30. October soybean oil, 42.12, down 22. October live cattle and all the live mercantile live meat products not trading yet. They'll be trading soon enough. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, Aaron Curtis, or Mitco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing better than a soybean bull might be doing this morning if he went to bed thinking, well, we're in good shape, and he woke up and saw a gap in the chart, and we're trading at the bottom of the trading range.
Yeah, a little rain makes grain here in mid-September. Kind of strange, Dave, but rain around over the weekend still kind of favored northern areas. Iowa did see some rain in some parts of the state. Northern Illinois saw some rain, and you get out farther west, even out far as west as Nebraska and Kansas, saw some good rain. So the perception here this morning, Dave, is that rain makes grain and helping out some of these later planted beans. Also seeing some spread unwinding here a little bit. Obviously, that bean-corn ratio ballooned out to over 3-1 here, favoring the beans. So probably due for a little correction there, and that's why we're seeing kind of corn and wheat hang in there versus the beans anyway. Dave.
Although we are not seeing the bulk of the traders with that opinion, the volume fairly light, yes?
It is fairly light here to start the week. Not a lot of other new news. Crop ratings out this afternoon, which, you know, will have less importance here as we actually get closer to harvest and maturity probably outranks ratings at this point. We'll see NOPA crush out here at 11 o'clock. Not expect any big fireworks out of that either. But just kind of the rain is the main component here, or perception of rain. It looks like we got some more chances here later this week, Dave.
So the next 2 feet to drop to determine price direction, one, harvest numbers, and two, probably the October crop production and WASDE reports.
Yeah, that's right. We do got the FSA will release their monthly numbers out tomorrow morning. So if you remember back in mid-August, that gave the corn a little life here with the preventive planting numbers out. Those numbers will be out again tomorrow morning. So we'll see if there's any fireworks off of that. We do have grain stocks here out at the end of the month, and that always creates some excitement in the market the last couple years. So we got a couple newsworthy items, but, you know, seasonally, hard time to rally this month. The prices trend to kind of work lower into the end of the month, and And with harvest kind of ramping up, especially in the south, it's going to be really hard to get corn to muster much of a rally, Dave.
Yeah, you mentioned that end-of-the-month report, quarterly grain stock report. How many bushels are you willing to cut off the carry-in?
Well, I don't know if we'll see a whole lot of change, especially on the beans. We've kind of seen that the market just doesn't, or the government just doesn't want to lower the bean number too low. I think we did see some lowering of the ending stocks here last month. I guess I wouldn't see a whole lot of change here for both corn and beans. I think I'll probably end up biting my tongue here a little bit, but I would expect somewhat of a muted response to those numbers with harvest kind of dictating the direction here over the next couple weeks.
Thank you, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave. Bye.
Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. Hard red December wheat is 691 and a quarter, down 3/4. Soft December, 644, up 2.5. December corn, 459 and a half, up 0.5. July, 486 and 3/4, up 0.5. November soybeans, 1356, down 25.5. July at 1291 and 3/4, down 15.25. October soybean meal, 435.10, down 9.50. October soybean oil at 42.11, down 23. October lean hogs, well, again, none of the livestock are trading at the moment. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.